USA News, I'm Corey Myers. There was a lot of political action at the Texas-Mexico border this week. USA's John Schaefer explains.
President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Trump met with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and held a rally in Eagle Pass.
Very dangerous border. We're going to take care of it. Thank you.
That rally at a riverfront park, which has become the focal point of Texas's struggle against illegal immigration. In Brownsville, Biden urged GOP lawmakers to approve a bipartisan border security deal.
A person who's thinking about entering the United States understands that cases to be decided in a few weeks or months instead of 5 to 7 years. They're less likely to come in the first place.
He also met with local leaders and Border Patrol agents.
The leader of the Republican impeachment push against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas changing course on his retirement plans. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Mark Green has decided not to leave Congress at the end of his term following appeals from fellow lawmakers, constituents, and former President Trump. Green has previously declared his intention not to seek re-election shortly after the House voted to impeach Mayorkas. A wildfire continues raging out of control in Texas, and it's recently become the largest ever in the state's history. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
It's already become the largest ever in the state's history. The Smokehouse Creek fire has burned over 1 million acres. It is only 3% contained. The U.S. government's wildfire tracking map shows it originated outside the small Texas panhandle town of Stinnett, near several oil and gas fields.
Ranchers also have to figure out how to handle the thousands of cattle that have been killed. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Missouri Governor Mike Parsons has commuted the DUI sentence of former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach and head coach's son, Britt Reed. Britt pled guilty to driving while intoxicated in a 2021 crash that severely injured a 5-year-old. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. The governor's office saying that Mr. Reed has completed his alcohol abuse treatment program and has served more prison time than most individuals convicted of similar offenses. Three Americans and a Russian are headed out of this world, hoping to get to the International Space Station. Three NASA astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut taking off from Florida tonight as part of NASA's SpaceX Crew 8 mission. The crew on board expected to stay for 6 months, conducting over 200 experiments. A South Carolina woman who was charged with killing a bride on her wedding night in a DUI crash last April has been released from jail less than a year later. Jamie Komorowski, 26, rear-ended the golf cart of newlyweds Samantha Miller and Eric Hutchinson on April 28th of last year, killing the bride and seriously injuring the groom. Komorowski was also forced to surrender her passport. She cannot drive and is not allowed to leave her home except for medical emergencies or court dates. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.